107.
You're listening to the Hunter Squire Radio.
Welcome to Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD!
Hey, Bo. Good morning, man.
Man, good morning to you too, sir. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I had a great breakfast and, man, fun time. Fun time with my friend Bo.
I tell you what, man. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining and we're here together. And that is always a day to celebrate.
Yeah, it is, man. It feels good just to disconnect a little bit. So, yeah, man. Country Squire Radio. And, yeah, glad to be here.
Listen, I'm really glad because this is one of those episodes and this is one of those series that I am so glad that we're returning to and is kind of like a mainstay of Country Squire Radio. And of course, I'm talking about the Pipe Smoking 101 series. We've done this show for years on years now. And one of the episodes that we always see to get a big response is the Pipe Smoking 101.
Yeah.
And more often than not, we're covering topics that are very specifically and intentionally geared towards the new pipe smoker. It's in the name. I mean,
it is. I think people seek it out because of the, it's a resource, right? So it's, if I'm new to this, like, what content's out there for me? They find Country Squire Radio and they find other podcasts, and they're like, well, okay, well, what in their, plethora of content do they have that might actually be useful to me? And then, and this pops up. So yeah, it's helpful.
We hope. I mean, I think when it comes down to it, that is really the truth right there. But yeah, so we hope this is helpful to people. And we also hope that it's helpful not just to new pipe smokers, but also to kind of the more seasoned amongst us.
Yeah.
This is kind of an invitation for longtime pipe smokers to kind of, drop in, let us know what we got wrong, and then also hopefully, educate some of the up and coming as well.
Right.
But this is fun, man, because we're going to be doing almost kind of like a mini series within a series.
Yeah.
This is like Country Squire Radio Inception to some extent, because we're doing Pipe Smoking 101, but we're specifically for this episode and then the next one that we'll do in the series, we'll be talking about getting started with a very specific set amount of money.
Yeah.
And it's one of those topics, it's one of those things that for the very newest pipe smoker who's walking into a pipe shop for the first time, it's not top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be, and it becomes top of mind very quickly as soon as they walk through the door and they see some of these price points.
Yep.
But it's just not something that you really consider. And so I think, and I could be wrong, but I hope this is the case, as we talk this episode and then the next one that'll come up in the series, as we talk about these different price points, I think what we're going to find is that the relevancy is going to be good for that first time boot in the store customer.
Yeah.
And for that seasoned customer who's looking to like either spend a little bit more or, maybe they want to up their game, so to speak.
Up their game or maybe take it to another level or just try to treat themselves to, some nicer hardware. So,
yeah, I'm excited, man.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, it's good.
All right. I should also say, I've made reference to this. It's always fun because we kind of like dangle the topic out before we just dive into it and everything.
We do that a lot.
But this one in particular, as we kind of kicked around ideas for what the price point should be, the listener now knows we're talking getting started with $100, right? Like that's the topic on the table here. However, getting to that number in and of itself was a little bit of a back and forth between us.
Yeah.
Because I think me as kind of the representative of the consumer in this partnership here, I was thinking like, maybe getting started with like $50 or $30 or $20. And then you as the shop owner was like, maybe getting started with $1 million.
We got to sell some product, man, to keep this dump open. Yeah. And I think that's part of it. People walk in, they're like, look, I'm brand new to this. And, and we've alluded to this some before. I was going back listening to some former episodes. It was neat talking as we were reading on from the library, from a tobacco man's log.
Got a great response to that too.
Herman G. Lane, and him kind of exposing what his thoughts were. Of course, back in 1970, those $10 pipes are a little easier to come by, than they are today. And so, but yeah, let's just call it what it is. And if you want to get started with a decent selection and have, a nice array of things to try to make sure you're going to really enjoy pipe smoking and also be sure you're going to have all the right gear, then yeah, let's go with $100, man. That's a, you know, it's a C note. You've spent $100 on worse things out there. So
we'll see. I'm curious. I'll restate this as we kind of get to the end, but I want to challenge our listeners to think about this from what we're presenting, but then I would really be curious as to what people say. Hey, what about getting started with, you know, $500 or with $5? You're like, I want to know where, kind of do just like a little bit of like a sampling,
sure,
to see where people are at with that.
Yeah, so that's good.
But no, getting started with $100. Why $100? Why does that make sense?
Well, for me, getting started, we want to enter into the pipe journey, giving ourselves the best chance of succeeding with it. And so, and typically, you know, a lot of folks, they, when they kind of get into the pipe journey, they might buy one tobacco, one specific type of pipe, you know, and that's kind of their whole, you know, that's all they understand about the pipe. You know,
does anybody ever actually buy two pipes on their first trip in the shop?
Sometimes they do. That blows
my mind.
Sometimes they do. Okay, and so, wow. In my mind, if you're going to get started and we have that option of doing $100, what we're going to do is try to get you set up with a couple of options in pipes that are very inexpensive.
Interesting. Okay.
And this way,
yeah,
what we're trying to set you up to do is give you the best opportunity to succeed as a pipe smoker. I want you to have pipe options that where you can compare, like, is this one better than this one for me? Is this one more comfortable than this one for me? And then I also want you to have different tobacco options that give you the opportunity to say, I'm going to try this one and this one. This one favors me more than this. And yeah, and so that's kind of my philosophy here with
that,
this.
That's
so
brilliant. And I feel like an idiot for not realizing how important that is to have those options out the gate. Because, I mean, I think back to like the first pipe I ever bought, which I now love. But at the time I was like, is this the right one? Or was this just the one that I kind of felt pressured into? And then I immediately went back and bought a pipe that I instantly regretted. And then I went back, you know, like then I quit and then I came back and then bought a pipe that I still don't really like.
Right.
And like, I went through so many different pipes and spent probably more money on each pipe than I should have.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure out what kind of style shape really fit me. Yeah.
And I think what I'm getting at here is like, you're giving yourself an opportunity to experience enough of variety so that you find something hopefully that you connect with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, getting started, I'm going to recommend that we get two pipes here. And this is a good thing for a variety of reasons, but I like the concept of having, even from the get-go, like maybe having a pipe that's dedicated to sweeter tobaccos, aromatic tobaccos, something that's infused with a flavor, and then having a pipe that is either dedicated to non-aromatic tobaccos or at least tobaccos that have latakia, something that's allowed to kind of absorb that bold, smoky peatiness that we think of with latakia. And so I think in my mind of two pipes kind of going in those directions. I also think about having a pipe that's bent and having a pipe that's straight. And that's really key. Honestly, that I think is even more important, you know, getting started than the other, because so many people, they're like, man, I just, you know, there's something about this pipe and it didn't connect with me. But then as soon as they get the other type of pipe, whether it's a straight pipe or a bent pipe, something clicks. You know?
Right.
And yeah. So I've had folks come in the store and they're, you know, they bought this bent pipe and they're like, man, I mean, it looks cool. And you know, the tobacco smells good and everything, but it smokes wet. I have trouble keeping it lit, burns my tongue, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll buy, you know, their next pipe, they'll just kind of take a gamble and it's a straight pipe. And it's like, man, I had no idea the difference, you know?
Right.
And they might even come back to the bent pipe because the straight pipe helps them learn how to smoke it better or something.
Right. So, yeah.
And that also happens vice versa, where folks start out with a straight pipe and then they, you know, are like, man, I'm just not connecting. And then they try a bent pipe and they're like, that's what I was looking for.
So
what this does, if you buy two pipes for, you know, we're working with $100, it gives you a chance to work with maybe a couple of brands, a couple of styles, a couple of different designs or finishes. You know, we could have the option of a smooth pipe, a rusticated pipe, bent pipe, straight pipe, a pipe that has a lucite stem, a pipe that has a ebonite or vulcanite stem, you know, different shapes. Do you like a large bowl, a small bowl, you know, all this kind of stuff. So it just gives you some options there. So I'm gonna recommend a couple pipes for this set, okay?
With some price points?
With some price points,
right.
Yep. So the first one, coming in right under $45, is a pipe that, very historic, of course, been made in the United States for 100 years, and that's a K-Woody. K-Woodies are you know, they're everyman pipes. They're pipes that are more associated with kind of Americana. You know, you could go pick them up at your local convenience store, general store type of thing. But they're all still made right here in the United States and, you know, use great briar, have awesome finishes, and really a very attractive price point for a Mediterranean briar pipe. And so Kay Woody's are awesome. The Saxon or the Relief Grain are both kind of sandblasted finish of the Kay Woody. They're both beautiful and just have a real handsome finish to them. You know, and so I think either one of those would go great. That's $45. So that gets you into a briar pipe, a real briar pipe for under $50 that's made here in America. It's got a good, you know, good history, good pedigree.
And it just has that classic look too. You know, you think about with most people who are kind of coming in, they have that vision in their minds. I mean, that goes into it, right? Like you're trying to make a statement and, you know, you're probably not going to want to do it with the most like, you know, over the top.
Ostentatious. Yeah.
And so you've got kind of that, as you mentioned, that kind of classic Americana look, and that's definitely the case throughout most of their pipes.
Kay Woody's are great for that. And they do offer enough variation to, you know, offer some, you know, if you're looking for something that looks a little more authentic or more personalized. I mean, they've got some interesting shapes, but you're going to find an awesome billiard in a Kay Woody. You're going to find an awesome bent pot in a Kay Woody. I mean, or an awesome Dublin. I mean, they're just going to make pipes like that. And particularly those Saxon and Relief Grains, they just, you know, have them in a really good price point. I want to recommend a friend of the show, friend of the shop, Nathan Davis. He's got a website. If you're in the pipe community, you've probably heard of. It's called graywoody.com. And he actually is a Kay Woody retailer. And so you can go to graywoody.com, and Nathan's got a great selection of these pipes. So I might would recommend that. So that's pipe number one
for $45.
Pipe number two.
I'm doing the math. I'm making a budget here.
All right. Good. Yeah. Check me out now. Check me out. I am from Mississippi, so math doesn't come naturally.
And I'm the one that's correcting you. So
right, watch, exactly.
Yeah. Watch the math just be absolutely abysmal.
Hieroglyphics. Yep. So the second pipe I'm going to recommend is a course, none other than a pipe from our friends at Missouri Meerschaum. And we're going with the Apple Diplomat here. It's a $15 pipe. Ooh. It's got a rounded bowl. It's one that you can use with a filter if you want to. And it comes with the option of a bent or a straight. And so this pipe is a little chunkier of a pipe. It's kind of between a medium and a large. But the reason I like the Apple Diplomat here, it gives you a little variation. And then also between the Kay Woody and this, it gives you the option, it gives you the ability to try two different smoking mediums. You know, you've got, I mean, let's try a briar and then let's try a corn cob. Like, what's the difference? What's
right.
The, you know, yeah. How are you going to connect with one over the other? And so again, we're just kind of setting ourselves up to win here, you know, to find something in the pipe world if we're going to get started that we're going to connect with. So the Apple Diplomat's probably going to have maybe a little more generous of a bowl than the Kay Woody. And then also, you know, you've got that option of a filter that's there too. And so it just gives you one more opportunity to kind of mix it up. So,
okay. No, that makes sense. And I like that it is the variety of not just, you know, shapes and styles, but also of like, you know, what they're actually made of as
yeah.
well. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, it'd be similar like if we were looking at a clay pipe or a meerschaum pipe or a morta, you know, but I think for this price point, we're, you know, if we're going to have a two pipe set and then some tobaccos that we're about to get into, then that's a good place to start.
Plus, it also gets you like, these are like the standard briar and corn cob.
Yeah.
If you're in America, this is what, these yeah. are the standard. This is
That's kind of the go-to.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah. So moving to tobaccos, obviously we got to have something to smoke in our fancy new Kay Woody and Missouri Meerschaum pipes. And so I'm going to recommend a kind of an interesting tack here. I wanted to give the pipe, the new pipe smoker, exposure to bulk tobacco and tinned tobaccos. And then I also wanted to give them exposure to aromatic tobaccos and tobaccos that if either non-aromatic or at least have that essence of Latakia that is so distinctive, you know.
So just lat bomby enough that they know what they're dealing with.
Just so they kind of have an exposure to it.
Okay.
I'm not saying folks should totally jump into the deep end with at first blush, but
you
want to
give
time,
them a range.
Yeah.
And that's a specific,
you know, when
need.
You drink your first scotch, you
exactly,
want this,
yeah.
that first scotch to have a little bit of that smoky peat flavor to it. And so,
yeah, you know, and I've referenced this before, but there was a friend who great guy. He was very well off. He's actually one of our investors for a former company.
Yeah.
But it was just not versed in Scotch at all.
Right.
And so I brought him to our old studio downtown, where the old HQ was. And I did a Scotch tasting for him. It was just me and him hanging out after hours and everything. And I did Belvini, Lagavulin, and Laphroaig.
Yeah.
Because you have to have that Laphroaig to show you just that.
Yeah, that punch in the face. Yeah.
And then you got that Belvini for that very smooth type approach. And then you've got the Lagavulin for that very complex.
Right.
And so you had kind of these, what I would kind of put as these milestones in kind of your taste varieties of a certain level of Scotch. We weren't going higher price wise with that. He could, I couldn't go any higher than that price wise. And I didn't want.
Well, you got Dewars, you got J&B.
Well, so, and that's the other thing too.
Grouse,
he was used to going to all of these, like, you know, these galas and that sort of thing. Where they've got all these like kitschy like dishes, and they've got like the cheapest Scotch they're like giving away for free and everything.
Right.
You know, because this is, you know, Mississippi.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And so it's like, no, let me give you a little bit of education here.
At least drink the Scotch Ron Swanson drinks.
Yeah. Know?
Right. No, so it's good. We want to get you started with kind of a variety. So the first tobacco, recommended three tobaccos today. The first one is 2 ounces of Lane's RLP6. RLP6, of course, we love Lane tobaccos. They, you know, are prolific. Some of the best-selling tobaccos in the world. And, of course, they're all like alphabet soup. Mm-hmm. You know, they come up with
in
these,
name, not in flavor.
Yeah, in name.
This is Pipe Smoking 101.
Right. So, you know, insert alphabet letters and numbers here, and that's your Lane tobacco for the day. RLP6 is great. This is a tobacco that's going to cost you about $8 for 2 ounces. And so your 2 ounce pouch, $8. This is a Cavendish Virginia Burley mixture. It's sweet and creamy. It's not cloyingly sweet, but sweet enough to make it interesting and palatable. And it's got kind of a nougat vanilla flavor. And so this is an all-day, everyday aromatic. You're going to enjoy the sweetness of it. Your companions are going to enjoy the sweetness of it. It's not going to, you know, the connoisseur is not going to smoke RLP6 and, you know, tell you that this is the most sophisticated tobacco. But it's a good workhorse aromatic. Mm. And that's the kind of tobacco you want to start smoking a pipe on in a lot of sense. So 2 ounces of that. And then we're going to mix it up with a couple of tins. I feel like you have to throw a bone. When people, even if it's a tobacco you aren't particularly crazy about, you know, if you're a new pipe smoker, you're going to go pull a tin off the shelf or, you know, off the website or whatever that just has that description that's just like, what am I trying to get at, Bo?
It seems like you're trying to justify something we're all about to judge you for saying.
Yes. That's exactly right. That is exactly right. Okay. So when you're a new pipe smoker and you see that tin and it's like chocolate, vanilla, cherry, caramel latte with spice.
Tell me this is not a pumpkin spice tobacco.
It's not.
Okay,
it's not. But like you're going to have like you're going to see that as a new pipe smoker.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And you're going to be like, so we got to indulge that a little bit.
You're about to drop a Binks Blood right here. What is this?
I'm dropping something that is palatable, but in that, but going in that direction, and that's CAO Moon Trance.
CAO
Moon Trance. This tin will cost you about $12. It's a cool tin. It's got minimalist art. It's kind of blue and beachy looking.
Hey,
and.
That, no, I mean, I will respect the whole.
No, see,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
We're leaning
into that. Like, I hear the judgment
in your voice.
I'm throwing the new pipe smoker a bone. Okay. Like you're going to want to reach for that cool looking tin that says it's flavored with bourbon, vanilla, and honey. Like, you're going to want that, you know? And so let's try it. Let's try it out. There are certainly aromatic tobaccos out there on the market that, you know, have that same kind of feel and like, allure from the you know, consumer side of the counter, but are not nearly as good as the CAO Moon Trance. So
wasn't this one of the clones? This wasn't
it's
one,
not.
Okay, this
no,
was not one
not.
Of the clones.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not. Yeah, we gotcha. Those crazy clones.
Okay. I guess the art instantly just brings me back to like the clones.
Yeah. So CAO, of course, venerated, you know, cigar manufacturer.
Right.
It's been around forever. And they have a flavor lineup of cigars that are like a Irish cream and a vanilla bourbon and a cherry bomb and all these different ones.
Yeah, this is the cigars I reach for.
And so that right. And so but that's okay.
No.
And this is the pipe tobacco version of that. But Moon Trance is good. We're throwing a bone to that, you know, that itch in the consumer to find something just funky and fun and cool tin art, interesting flavor profile, that kind of thing. It'll cost you about $12.
$12, okay.
So,
all right, $12 for that one.
Finally, we're gonna introduce Latakia, but we're gonna introduce it in a very approachable way. And so this this next tin, if you're gonna do one bulk and two tins, I'm gonna recommend doing Sutliff East Farthing.
Oh, okay.
Sutliff, of course, one of obviously most popular tobacco companies in America. They have great ingredients. Their small batch stuff is very, very, very popular right now. They do a lot of collaboration with Mac Baron, because Mac Baron is their owner in an international sense. East Farthing, this tin also costs you about $12, 10 or $12. It's a semi-sweet vanilla with Latakia. A lot of people, they didn't, I don't think they made East Farthing to be kind of a Throgmorton clone, but there is a sense in which it has like this English blend with just a hint of sweetness to it that reminds people of Throgmorton. There's a little bit of that there. And so this is enough Latakia to let you let the new pipe smoker kind of experience what an English blend, the DNA of it might be, with still providing enough sweetness to kind of make the room smell nice and be a treat to your companions and that type of thing. So anyway, just an option there. But I would try to do something like this. So if you've got a bulk and two tins, or maybe a tin and two bulks, try to pick out, you know, a couple of tobaccos similar that is super sweet, a little sweet, and then maybe something that leans more into the non-aromatic side. And so anyway, hopefully that's helpful.
And, you know, if you are a new pipe smoker and you're thinking like, okay, cool, I'll look for a sweet tobacco, and thinking in their head, like they have no idea how to do it.
Yeah.
Just go to your retailer and say, I'm looking for something sweet. Like, just take that exact same lingo and your local shop owner can.
And if you don't have a shop, then, Google these that I just gave you, the Moon Trance, the East Farthing, and the RLP6. And it's, I think these are good places to start.
So if I'm doing the math correctly, and God knows I'm probably not, that brings us to $92, which means
we still need a tamper.
Exactly. Yep.
Right. We still need a tamper, which I'm always going to recommend a three-way check tool.
Now that's so interesting, because I've always found that if you just go to the Country Squire, they've got tampers all over the place,
and you just take them with you.
You just take them with you. And they all have pink nail polish on them, which is a nice little feature.
If you want a custom color, I'll make you a custom color that says I stole this from the Country Squire.
It's a rite of passage.
In blue,
they're all
or
over
red.
Jackson.
Yeah,
you go to any man's office or library or just house in Jackson.
Just stolen Country Squire tamper.
There is an acquired Country Squire tamper that was complimentarily laid out for all.
Oh, complimentary.
Of us.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's right. That's exactly how this works.
Oh my gosh.
So get you the three-way check tool. Of course, these are traditional to the Czech Republic, and we love these tools. I really don't know if you can graduate from this tool. It's just so prolific and so useful in pipe smoking. And so obviously there are some awesome pipe tools and tampers that we've discussed before, but the check tool is great. Cost you $2 or $3 there, and then the only other thing you'll need is a 100-count bag of pipe cleaners, and that'll cost you, let's just say, another $3. And so
$3 for 100.
Yeah. And the thing is, when you're a new pipe smoker, you think, well, I don't need 100 pipe cleaners. Like, where's your small thing of pipe cleaners?
Right.
And I just want you to know, you're wrong.
No, I know, but
like you're wrong. Like, people are like, well, I don't want 100. Golly, it'll take me forever to go through that. And like, if you're not going through them at a decent clip, you're not doing it right.
Well, and the other factor too is, let's say that you're not. Let's say that you end up like, well, I don't even know if I want to smoke my pipe all that often.
Right.
Then you're set for life. Okay. Like, you're good.
And it's a pipe cleaner. Hey, I mean, give it to your kids and they can do art projects or repurpose it for like zip ties around your garbage bags, or like, I mean, you know, that you can use them for 1,000,000,000 different things.
Yeah. But see, here's the problem. I mean, like, and circling back to what you said, you will need them. And I mean, like, my children love pipe cleaner projects, which, by the way, Did you pack pipe cleaners for this trip out of curiosity?
I did.
Okay, good. Because I definitely
I got you, bro. I got you.
It's funny because every single like recording retreat that I go on, there's always at least somebody else who smokes a pipe.
Right.
I always pack my pipe and I never bring pipe cleaners because I always bank on somebody else bringing the pipe cleaners.
That's hilarious.
I need to stop that though. I need to pick up 100 another 100 count and hide it away from my kids.
You really are. Like I've got folks, you know, they come in and they're like, 100? I don't want 100. And they're like, no, you need 100. Like you'll trust me, you'll use them. So that should get us right under $100. The only other thing you need other than that is something to carry it in. And I highly recommend a empty cigar box. And we've pushed that forever.
Oh.
And empty cigar boxes, typically, if they don't give you one at a local cigar shop, you can buy one for, you know, a couple bucks maybe. You know, that's back when our shop didn't have two nickels to rub together. You know, we sold cigar boxes and that's how we paid some bills. You know, I mean, but now we, you know, we're a little on better footing and whatnot. So typically with a new pipe purchase, we give you a cigar box. And so that's just something that's
awesome.
Well, and it gives you something handy to put it all in. Right. Yeah. Because I mean, one thing you leave with all these fancy new pipe deals, but it's like, you know, the last thing you've racked up this bill and you're like, well, I don't want to purchase a $35 leather pouch or something. Like, well, no, here's a cigar box, you know, and it gives you a nice secure place to keep it all in. Typically cigar boxes are, you know, fun. They have their own nice artwork and all that. So it works out good.
Walgreens will give you a sack. The Country Squire will give you a cigar box.
Yeah, we'll give you a cigar box. So
that's pretty choice.
Go to your local cigar shop and, you know, I'm sure they've got a cigar box that's empty that they'd be willing to part with for a couple bucks. And so
I'll throw, and I mean, this is just as a bonus, in terms of kind of like with carrying, I have found sunglass containers.
Yeah.
Are really solid.
Yeah.
Especially for travel. Yeah. Cause I go through like sunglasses. I lose sunglasses all the time. And like what ends up happening is I've been ordering sunglasses online and you get this like, you know, this case, like this shell case for them, which I'm getting like $10 sunglasses. I'm not keeping them in some nice case. And then it also comes with like a little tool that I have no idea what that's for. And like all of these different things where clearly the people who designed these sunglasses that don't realize I'm just going to lose or break them in 2 months, you know, or thinking that I'm going to like, it's going to be this precious thing. I wish I could give the kind of care they clearly want me to have, but those cases have become my go-to for like pipe traveling. Like if I'm going like my pipe that's with me right now is in a sunglasses case.
Yeah. As long as it's big enough, you know, some of those eyeglasses cases.
And it depends on your pipe too, for sure.
And so, and the pipe. But yeah, I mean, I think they've actually got some hard shell pipe cases. A couple that come to mind are made by Rossi actually that are a hard shell, you know, zip around deal that is basically a sunglasses case.
Basically the exact same.
That's probably who they had even make it and just put their own branding on it. And so it works out perfectly for that. So we've got you a couple pipes. We've got you a nice selection of tobaccos to try. You got the pipe tool and some pipe cleaners and something to put it in. And we should be right there around, you know, $98, $99.
You got you covered for under $100. That'll get you started. Man, I think this is solid. You know, the great thing, too, is let's say that you are, you know, one of those listeners who might not have a full $100 to go the full route.
Right.
And you need to stretch that penny just a little further, but also make sure you're getting a good quality pipe that you want to make sure you get a good clean smoke every single time. Of course, that's when you need to turn to our friends at Missouri Meerschaum.
That is right, man. Of course, Missouri Meerschaum makes some of the best pipes in the world, certainly in America. It's a historic brand. We love them and talk about them every week. And this week we are again talking about the Apple Diplomat pipe. Comes again in a bent and a straight variety and gives you the opportunity to use a filter or, you know, not a filter. You can go either way with that. It's just a very handsome pipe. It's one of those that is very versatile. It's a little on the larger side. It's one of those that, you know, is going to give you a good opportunity to have a generous bowl with your reading or your evening cocktail or something like that. So anyway, check it out. You can go to corncobpipe.com and select a Fifth Avenue Apple or some other pipe from them, and they'll be happy to send it right to your front door.
Man, I love it. I can just think sitting back on the front patio, got the rocking chair, you got a little bourbon with maybe a couple of apple slices right in there with your Apple Diplomat like puffing away. That's just a good night right there. Big thanks to our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum for helping make this show happen.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pipe question of the week. Pipe question of the week this week is coming in from Steve Dover. He says, "Hey guys, I've been on my pipe journey since November 2021. Oh, just a little whippersnapper.
Oh, that's so cute.
He's new to the game.
Oh, that's
welcome.
Great.
He says, "I've been playing catch up the past podcasts. Love them all, by the way. These podcasts are the perfect length to allow me to listen to a couple each day during my daily commute. I recently enjoyed episode number 259, where you discussed the recent acquisition of Peterson Pipes by Laudisi Distribution Group. I would be interested to get your opinion almost 3 years post-acquisition as to how much has changed and if it has been a good or bad thing. In this episode, JD expressed a concern about the overall quality of their pipes. Since the acquisition, are you seeing any improvement? Also, I'd be interested to know if they have improved their relationship and support of brick and mortars. Are there other things that you were looking forward to seeing that you have not developed yet? Thank you both for putting a quality product that is entertaining as it is educational. I can't wait to drive down to Jackson to visit the Country Squire. Hope to see you soon. God bless." Man, the acquisition 3 years later.
Yeah,
what a great,
gosh,
great
has it
question.
Been that long? This is a great question from...
Well, a couple of those years kind of feel like a wash, but yeah.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair for good reason. Yeah, Steve, thanks for your question. So, yeah, Peterson, incredibly historic brand, iconic, certainly in the pipe community, great ties to Ireland and historically the greater British Isles, and you know, just this venerated brand that folks know and love, and certainly lend their name to tobacco as well as the pipe hardware as well. And you know, it found itself for many years in a state of quality that was suffering. And so Laudisi swooped in, they purchased the company. Laudisi, of course, as we've discussed, kind of becoming a conglomerate, you know, in the pipe world. They own a variety of different brands that folks know and love, Cornell and Diehl. They do the blending for, or the tinning and blending for GLPs. They own the smokingpipes.com, and so have, all those things as well as their own brick and mortar store in South Carolina, Low Country. They have the American distribution rights to Savinelli pipes. And so, you know, on and on. This is a big company that's kind of starting to develop its own tentacles and that type of thing. And they went out and bought Peterson. And so, you know, I initially kind of felt like, okay, man, things are really getting better. We would get, you know, some shipments in, and they seemed improved. And, you know, looking back on that, I think a lot of that was kind of placebo. You know, I do think that
in a in a good way or in a bad way?
No, I think the quality hadn't changed in the first year or so there much at all.
Yeah.
Really. And, you know, I was looking at these new Petersons that we were getting in, which is these rosy glasses. But at the end of the day, we still saw some issues with finishes, with bowl coats, with the stem bending, with drilling, just all this this weird stuff that, you know, a brand as, you know, honored as Petersen just shouldn't be struggling with. And so I do think they're working diligently, though, to get some of those things, you know, and I've got on good authority that that is the case. They actually have gone into that factory and helped the artisans there just get, you know, back kind of in the forefront of, you know, how do you make a really good bowl coat to go inside your pipe?
Or,
you know, let's revisit the mechanics and fundamentals of drilling and, you know, of stain application and some of these other things. And so, so we're 3 years in, right? And I think I kind of at first had this little rosy picture, like, oh man, it's already getting better. And to some extent, I do think maybe that was just kind of wishful thinking, but they're gradually improving. You know, this is not going to be an overnight thing. When we're riding the ship that's gone in a certain direction for that long, certainly something that is as complex and iconic as a brand like Petersen, you know, it's just going to take a little while to get it kind of where it needs to be. And so, I think they've made some strides, but yeah, I think we're probably not quite there yet.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, you say it's not an overnight thing. 3 years isn't overnight either.
And like, it's
I mean,
not.
That's
not
just the truth.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
Yeah.
You know, when you get pipes in your store, we sell a lot of pipes. You know, and you know, the bowl coat flakes off, the stems are bent at weird angles. You know, they still, even the pipes that aren't system pipes, you know, a lot of times just will not run a pipe cleaner. You know, some of that stuff just kind of drives you crazy, you know?
right.
But having said that, you know, Petersen, everyone should own a Petersen. It's just something you should do. You know, you should have a Petersen in your collection. And of course, some of our best customers are hardcore Petersen fans, and some of our listeners, that's all you guys smoke are Petersens, because you connect with the brand. You think the pipes smoke great. There's the Irish flair that's there that might, you know, have kind of some historical importance for you or
your
family.
Yeah.
And so there's a, you know, and they're handsome pipes. They really are. You know, you have these traditional shapes with these sterling bands or nickel bands, and they make a lot of spigot pipes, and they've got the green, you know, racing green pipes and stuff for St. Paddy's Day and all that special and fun. And so there's a reason people connect with Petersen, and we, you know, so we're pulling for Petersen to continue the trajectory on up, you know? So, I think they're making some strides, but it's been probably a little slower than they had hoped.
Okay. All right. We'll still cheer them up. What about the relationship with the brick and mortar?
The nice thing about Laudisi buying the brand is that Laudisi has an immediate connection with pipe shops all over the country.
Right.
And so, you know, probably the world as well, because I think they have smoking pipes in other countries too. But, you know, all over the country, these tobacconists have a relationship with Laudisi, because Laudisi is where they're buying things like Savinelli pipes, Cornell and Deal pipe tobacco, Rossi pipes, GLP's tobacco, you know, and so it's kind of a foot into the door. Whereas before, when Petersen was distributed through Ashton, which is a cigar company, you know, Ashton didn't really know what to do with Petersen. You know, it didn't, you know, I mean, if you're a cigar company and you sell these little pipe things on the side, you're just probably not going to go to the pipe shows and peddle this stuff, you know?
Right.
But you know, Laudisi is a built-in entree into this. They're, you know, they're going to be at the pipe shows every year. They're going to have a booth at, you know, the events that pipe smokers care about. They're going to sponsor the events that pipe smokers care about and show up and be a part of the community. And so now when they do that, they bring Petersen with them.
Mm-hmm.
And Petersen's a central figure right there along with the, with all the other brands that have been so supportive for years. So, all in all, it's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good deal.
Yeah. Great question.
It's an excellent question. Thank you so much, Steve. And hey, a little bit of perhaps inspiration to, we got listeners who are in the backlogs and the weeds all the time. And if there's ever anything you want us to do a like little touch point on or revisit, let us know. Great question, Steve. And hey, if you've got a question for the show, you can send it in show@countrysquireradio.com.
Your thoughts, your comments, listener feedback.
listener feedback this week coming in from Wes. He said, I was listening to your What's It Like to Smoke a Pipe episode. The listener who wrote in about Jacques Cousteau reminded me of an anecdote. I'm a musician and doing performances and education work, but I'm also a hack instrument builder. You familiar with hack instrument builders?
I'm not.
Okay, you might be and you don't know it. So here's what he says.
Okay.
He says, I make strange kind of sculpture pieces that I then electrify with pickups, as well as more common things like cigar box guitars. One of my influences is the train riding hobo composer of the 40s named Harry Partish? Partish. Harry P. He says he made an orchestra worth of his own musical instrument inventions favoring microtonal music. Harry was a pipe smoker. Several of his albums show him photographed with his pipe. So I was at my local record shop and I picked up a record of his. When I got home, there was an inscription inside his hand in handwriting dedicated the record to none other than Jacques Cousteau.
Oh, that's cool.
I've looked up his signature and other copies on the record to see if it was real, and it appears to be. I've tried to imagine the conversation between these two explorers, one of the sea and one of the sound, over a pipe. Anyways, maybe another pipe smoker for you all to explore and consider. He led a wild life. Now, I love that suggestion. I just didn't learn how to pronounce his last name. But Wes, what a great story, man.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That, you know, these two people, they probably very different and very different spheres of influence and expertise, but they both smoked a pipe, and so you can see the connectivity already there.
Brothers of the Briar, man, absolutely. Yep. Glad to see it. And Wes, thanks so much for sharing this story and for sending your feedback in. Hey, if you've got feedback for us, you can always send it into the show. You can email the show at countrysquireradio.com. You can tweet into the show at Squire Radio. Of course, you can follow John David at John David Cole, or the shop is at _countrysquire. All that information and more can be found at countrysquireradio.com. Well, John David, I think we've done our part to, help people's budgets.
If you got $100 and you want to get into pipe smoking, we've given you a template.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a good one.
We've laid the roadmap, and I would love to hear from new pipe smokers who have done this. Let's say that you've got like a...
Or something similar.
Yeah. Let's say you got a friend or a nephew or whomever it is, and they're wanting to get into pipe smoking.
Yeah.
Give them this episode. And if they do it, if they follow the John David Cole method for getting started under $100,
how to burn $100.
I want a review. I want a blog post or something like that. We will blast it out. I want to know. And even if you think that John David steered you completely wrong, we will blast it out.
We want to know that too.
We'll print it off. We won't blast it out, but we'll print it off and we'll hang it up somewhere. You ever see those like shops that like hang up their like one star reviews?
There's places that do that. You know, it's like they're so proud of their terrible service they put it up on the wall.
Right.
It's
we will not do that.
We won't be proud of it, but we do want to hear from you.
Anyway, hey man, let's go over there.
See you, brother.
Upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.